Blog Talk Radio.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to send your message now,
press pound.
To thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Sorry about that, folks. Little technical difficulty, and I've got an anxious dog here, so I'm going to have to settle him down. While I do that, I'm going to play Throw It All Away. Hang in there. And I've got Athena in the studio. Pardon the problems. Let me just start all over again, and here we go. Different strokes for different folks.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed find common ground and take it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I would suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr. She's a reverend, a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences for career and personal success, relationships, and prosperity. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And to visit her at her website, if you want to have a full reading, because tonight it will just be really brief, folks, she's very reasonable, go to athenastar.com. So without further ado, let me welcome Athena. Athena, how are you tonight?
Great, thank you. Glad to be here. We got over those technical issues tonight. Anyway,
yeah.
Happy.
Yeah, and the dog has settled down, so hopefully all is well. We do have 12 callers on the line tonight, folks. Don't know if we'll be able to get to all of you. The secret to getting in the queue to ensure that you can be on the air is to call in 15 minutes early. The lines open that early. But we'll try to get to as many of you as we can. I've talked to a lot of you and some I haven't. And in that case, I would identify you by area code and ask for your first name only. And Athena always starts off the show by giving a brief meditation. And Athena, if you can keep a look at your watch, try to keep it until 7:40 if you can, please.
Okay, will do.
Okay, I turn it over to you.
Yeah, we just had the full moon last night, so this is harvest. I believe it is the harvest moon or close therein. So since this is October, the harvest time, so our meditation focus will be on that tonight. So just everyone breathing in nine counts, holding nine, and releasing on nine counts. That's the yogi level of meditation. If you can't do nine, do five or seven. But it's the breath, the breathing, that's the most important in meditation and tuning in to our deeper selves. The breath is a life force. That's the key to all. To everything, really. So as you're breathing in, we're going to just call in all the radiance of all these Alpha and Omega, the great central sun, divine creator, Father, Mother, God, the universal light, all the 14 concentric rays of light, all the ascended masters that link with each of those rays, the archangels, the cherubim, seraphim, all the legions, intergalactic federation of light, all the elemental kingdoms and whales and dolphins and inner earth legions, the Lemurians, Mayans, and just linking in as above, so below, as you breathe in, envisioning a beautiful, calling in your own mighty I Am presence, the I Am, your own God and Goddess self, and inner guidance and the legions that work with all of us. As you're breathing through, just calling in a rainbow light, beautiful pillar of light filled with rainbow light above you. Just let that pillar of light just move down through your whole being, down through the crown, the third eye, throat center, the heart center, the solar plex, abdomen, down through the root center of your being into the center of the earth, just grounding you and linking in with that. And just feeling the energy move back up through you and just feeling the groundedness, the connectedness. We're all connected as one. As we link together wherever you all are tonight and with all of humanity around the planet, just linking in as one soul, one essence of light. As we continue to bring in what is called the golden age, the golden I call it the golden renaissance of Earth, the higher frequencies, the ascension of Earth as she raises continuously, as all the shifts that have been happening this year and beyond, magnificent frequencies coming in. So let's link in with the higher frequencies of light for healing, purification, realignment of our own being and that of the entire planet, for the peace grid, the peace essence as it comes down like a crystal ball in the center of the earth. Beautiful crystal, huge ball of light, the peace crystal. As we all link in like a maypole of light with that peace crystal, feel that beautiful peace vibration, silver and blue, come into your heart center. As you hold your right hand over your heart center and become in a coherence or connectedness with the heart center of Mother Earth and all of humanity, one pulsating heart in the universe. And in this way, linking in with the harvest energy of this powerful full moon we just had, which brings in, what is harvest? In ancient times, it was the completion, the harvesting of all the seeds that had been planted, the fruits, the vegetables, the reaping. This is the reaping time, reaping energetically, reaping in terms of love, abundance, joy, wellness. Peace and happiness, most importantly, grace, gratitude, reaping all of those beautiful gifts, peace, harmony, grace, gratitude, peace, harmony, grace, gratitude. Let that resonate within your heart center, within your whole being as you link in with the entirety of the earth now in that beautiful crystal ball, that blue silver peace crystal. Resonates out with peace on earth as it links in and sinks into the center of the earth, vibrating and expanding the peace energy. This is coming through as I'm speaking. I never plan these guided activations, we call them. It's happening right now as I'm speaking. This has never happened before. So there is a peace grid, special peace crystal that's just downloading, so to speak, in the center of the earth right now. So that's going to help all of us. That's masters are bringing that through. So it's not like I make this up and we visualize it. It's actually happening right now as I'm speaking, because I've never know when we're opening up what going to be downloaded by the hierarchy of light in the ascension realms. So we receive that gift of peace within ourselves and with all of Earth, all of humanity, and let it resonate out throughout, and especially the areas that need a lot of peace right now, a lot of peace for our planet. And the harvesting of the gifts of peace, harmony, grace, and gratitude for all of humanity as we move into the Golden Renaissance, which is diminishing all darkness and all dark agendas. And bringing in heaven on earth. And so it is. Amen.
Amen. All right, are you ready to go to the phone lines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our first caller is Sophia. And folks, just one question apiece. If you need a follow-up, that's okay, but only a follow-up to the first question. And so let me bring Sophia on. You're live.
Hi, David. Hello, Athena.
Yes, hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Athena, my question tonight is, I recently made a big move to a new city. So I'm wondering, what insight or guidance is Spirit giving you for me around this move?
What city, may I ask what city it is, please?
Mm-hmm, Atlanta.
Okay. You came from northeastern part, right? You moved down?
No.
You moved up?
I moved north. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, what you're doing. It doesn't matter. I guess it depends on where. Right now I'm looking. I'm in the cosmos energy, so forgive me. I got to get back to Earth here. Okay.
Yes, fine.
Let's see here. Okay. And, well, it feels very grounding for you there. In Stone Mountain, also it's very high vibrations. It's an Atlantean portal. Stone Mountain is. Did you know that?
Seems like I've read that a time or two. Mm-hmm.
So if you're anywhere near there or can go over to visit that, you should, because that's also why that kind of link. That's part of the reason you're there. Not only that reason, but you link with Stone Mountain to in Atlantis time. So when you go there and visit, you will have some great revelations or insights that will come. And take time to meditate, to go within and to have quiet time and all that. But it'll be very special for you if you haven't already gone. But each time you go, it will build up. But that's what, first of all, they're saying. They're drawing our attention to Stone Mountain. Okay, that's number one. What you said, it's good. It's like you're back home energetically. I don't know if you've been there before, but that's what they're saying. You're back home. You're home. You're grounded there. It'll be very good for you, career and also personally, because you're strategically in a good place. And astrologically, there's this thing called astrocartography. Have you ever heard of it? Where they do the astrology of certain locations to see if where you're going to go to or where you're moving to, what would be the ideal. Have you ever had that done?
No. Mm-mm.
It's called astrocartography. You don't have to have it done. I'm just getting this sense that where you are now is very good for you. It's the right move anyway, and everything's going to not like rose petals along your path, but it's definitely going to be very a lot of fruition from that, from where you are. And you're on the right track. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
So it's grounding there. It's like where you're supposed to be, but you need to go to Stone. Are you far from Stone Mountain?
About 30 minutes. But
oh,
I've been.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're right there. Okay, that's why it's flashing in so strong. Inside Stone Mountain is ancient Atlantean codes and a lot of energies, frequencies there. So you need to read up more on it and connect with it more. That's what they're saying. It's like calling to you. And there's more that's going to, more insight that will come to you about that, they're saying. So what is this, October? Let's see. Hold on a minute, time-wise. November. Within the next 3 months, more revelations are going to open up to you that you're not aware of yet, that's going to help you understand more about that place. And there's some people you're going to meet. It's going to open up some new doors for you as well. It's real. It's like this exciting energy around you. But that's all I'm getting. I'm not getting any more details on it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. You take care, Sophia.
You too. Good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. God. Okay, our next caller is Nancia. And Nancia, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Athena. Thank you for taking my call.
You're
welcome. Yes, and David, could I say what the specials are in case people hang up and they won't know what my specials are for this month?
Oh, yes, sure.
If that's okay. So I do sessions and energetics and all that privately, you know, by phone or by Skype, whatever. And usually it's $150 an hour, but I'm offering a special this month of $88 for 45 minutes. So, and it can start at $50 if people want to, then it would be like a half hour kind of thing. But if they need to do that. But time goes so fast and we cover so much that we usually need at least 45 minutes in a session. So that's a very good opportunity, and I encourage people to contact me. You have to contact me before the middle of the month, though, before October 15th, to have that special. And we work by PayPal or check or whatever. We can do that. Also going to have a teleconference for the middle of October, more toward the full moon, which is on the 21st. So you can should get in touch for that as well. And it's athenastar.com or 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. We cover both the guidance that comes through from the masters and angels that work with you, but also simultaneously we I can't do a session without doing energetics with people. We're always clearing and realigning your energies and helping you open up more and clear obstacles, and that's the most important part of the work. So it's all combined in that. So I encourage you to take advantage of our special this month. Thank you. Go ahead now.
You're welcome.
I thank you. My dear, what was your name and what state are you calling from?
Nancia from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, another Atlanta. Okay, go
ahead. Yes. My question is regarding a transition I'm making in my career. I just decided to go back to school, and I just recently graduated. So I'm trying to find a career in the area that I went to school for, and I'm trying to transition within the company that I'm working at. It's so like a sister company. Do you see that going through, or do you see any other opportunities coming in if it doesn't come through?
Okay, hold on. What is the area that you were in college, please? I mean, school that you finished.
It's like the Morrow area in Georgia.
No. I mean, what subject?
Oh, human resource. I went for business administration, human
very
resources.
Very good, very good.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got it, the transition company, the sister company. Okay, sister companies in the area too, the same area, right? Not far away from where you are?
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes. And that one's in Atlanta, yes. It's where the corporate
mm-hmm.
location's at. Mm-hmm.
Very strong. Did you just go for that already? Did you go for the interview?
I haven't interviewed yet, but I did apply about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, there is going to be an interview. That's
okay.
a good news. And they are interested in you. I get a very good energy on that, very high energy. Your angels are excited about it. You don't feel confident with it. Okay, so you've got to do some shifting before you are able to, you got to shift some, and I can assist you with that if you call me for a private session. It's not a
okay.
if or, but I'm just getting that we can assist you in realigning some things because you are doubtful, you have doubts in yourself. There's a self-confidence thing, which is natural for everyone. Don't feel, but you are very
okay.
competent. You're saying you're very qualified. They see that. I see them looking at the paperwork, whether they've done, I feel like they just did it or they're going to, and your application is it's like right in there, energetically very powerful to them. So you will have an interview, but it'll be, again, they'll be like, always like it is, a top two or the top three, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
for you to shine and to come through vibrationally, we'll do some work with you, or some things need to shift in your own esteem and confidence, because energetically they'll get that. And,
okay.
and when you go in for the interview, you'll be more prepared energetically. It has to do with vibration. It's like a learning for you, but you are definitely in a good position. I feel confident you're going to you have very high potential of getting that one. But
okay.
if not that one, there's a better one. That's what your angels are saying. There's a better one. Because there's a lot of competition, as you know. I see two others
yes.
are going to be equal with you for that. But you have very strong, I would say, in 75% to 80% of possibility of getting that one. But spirit
okay.
doesn't. They don't know yet because some things have to shift first, they're saying. And you
okay.
will do very well, but they said if not that one, be another one even better. So stay in positiveness, and we'll
okay.
Anyway, we'll let you follow through with that. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Good night, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Our next caller is Amla, and Amla, you are live.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
What state are you in?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, good. We got out of Atlanta for a little bit. Not that I don't like Atlanta. Just kidding. Okay, go ahead, Miss Connecticut. What is your question?
Yes, I do feel like Miss Connecticut. Anyway, should I do the wave? I'm just joking. What was I going to say? Oh, so forgot my question almost. I actually met somebody this past week, and I wasn't sure if you see something developing between him and I. Do you need his name or anything?
Yes, ma'am. His first name, please.
It's Jake.
Pardon me?
Jake?
Jake, okay. So you want to know if there's a potential there or?
Yeah, I feel like there's a good connection there, and I'm not sure. I'm a little shy to ask him. I was going to go somewhere next Friday, and I was going to ask him this weekend so that he has enough time to plan or whatever he needs to do. So.
Mhm. Yeah, it's good to ask him ahead because he's quite busy, like
yeah.
everyone. But he's a very organized person. He's very efficient, too. You get that sense he does what he says he's going to do, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I only met him this week, but he calls when he says he's going to call, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, he's very, he's detail-oriented. He's not like, oh, yeah, I'll get back to you next week, and then Right. Next week, or oh, yeah, I'm going to, yeah, he's not wishy-washy. He's very direct, this person. And so, and you are, too. You say what you're, and at the same time, you're both a little timid because you both have been through stuff, and we've all, who hasn't, right? Right, David? Who hasn't been through
You've got
relationship stuff? For sure. So a little joke there. Okay, so yes, very, very good. I get a figure eight between the two of you, which is very good that they're showing us, because the eight is infinity, and it shows a very good harmony and alignment. Eight is when they're showing that with a relationship to me. It means you have harmonic energies between you, and it's good. Good rapport. Again, it's hard to, we're in new connection, whatever, we're excited about it, but they're saying take it one step at a time.
Right.
Don't rush things. Don't see them too often. And you're right to plan things out strategically and all that. And, yes, I feel he will do that thing that you want on Friday night that you're going to. He will be very happy to, unless he's got some conflict with business or whatever, but I don't feel like he will. I feel he will do everything to arrange to go with you because he'll be very interested. I feel this person has good, I see him smiling. His hands are very nice and very gentle. He's, and he's, good sense of humor, but also calming. He's not like hypertension and, right? He's not scattered, correct?
Yes, and I think that I definitely need that because I'm more of the fire lady. I'm a fire sign too, so.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I need something
more
grounding. Yeah.
Grounding for you, correct. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And he has his feet on the ground and all that. So remember to breathe when you're with him, and when you're remember it anyway, but take three deep breaths whenever you feel like you're talking too fast or whatever. Take three deep breaths because he doesn't like people that are hypertension either. Okay.
Yes. That makes me laugh. Because I was even faster. Like, I used to, a Mighty Mouse lady, I used to speak even faster, if you could imagine. So this is just interesting. That's why I'm laughing.
So he's going to help teach you that, the balance and that. So I see this eight, this balance and all that. Very good rapport, very good. And it's important to be open and honest with each other and sharing. And also sharing with each other what you're wanting to learn or get stronger in within yourself. Because he'll appreciate that. He doesn't like people that think they know it all or they're this or that. And, I'm so perfect and blah, blah, blah. He doesn't like that.
That's cool. Very nice.
Very good. And I'll look forward to talking to you in a private session as well soon.
All right. That was wonderful. He's a good guy. I felt the connection. I want to take it slow. It's important to just take it as friendship first and then. Yeah.
Very nice to talk to you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Amla. Take care, hon.
All right.
Okay, sorry
voice.
To cut you off. Pardon?
She has a sweet voice. I bet she's a singer, too, that lady we just
talked
to.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She does have a sweet voice.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is Maribel. And Maribel, you're live.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi there. What state are you in?
I'm sorry?
What state are you in?
Oh, New York.
Okay. Some people would say, I'm in a state of confusion.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't quite grab that.
No, I know. It's okay. So go ahead. What question do you have tonight, Annabelle? It's okay.
So I just was wondering, maybe any messages that the angels wanted to get through to me? Any words of advice or anything like that?
Well, what personal or career or like what area?
Maybe more towards just in terms of whether, okay, so in terms of career, I sometimes feel like I may be just stressing out too mm-hmm. much, or I'm confused of whether the angels are trying to tell me to go in a different direction.
Yeah, it feels like there's some imbalance in what you're doing. Where do you work? I mean, not where, but are you in an office?
No, right now I'm at school.
You're at school?
Mm-hmm. So
oh.
I'm working towards a career path.
Okay, so you're not in a job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you have to be there then. If you're at school, if you're in school, you have to be there. Okay. Well, it is high stress, but it's going to pay off within the next year, right?
That's what I'm hoping for, because it's like a 4-year track.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like in professional school for healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay. Thank you. Hold on a minute. Yeah, it is stressful, but you will be able to master it, they're saying. But it's going to lead to other things, I think, more holistically or in other levels. So it's just the foundation. And yes, it is stressful, but you're going to do it. You're going to make it. So keep focusing, keep visioning, keep knowing. And it's going to open doorways, but they're going to lead to other doorways that you're not aware of yet. So I have kind of sense that it's going to elevate you to be more in other types of healthcare, like natural or whatever, but it's leading to that. But they're saying to follow through with what you're doing. Call on Raphael, Archangel Raphael especially, every day, and Master Hilarion. They're with the Emerald Green Ray, which is the Master Healing Ray, and they're going to help you more directly. They're going to help you with everything, moving through this more directly. And Archangel Michael, he's the protector. But Raphael and Hilarion are especially going to help you just kind of have more energy or focus or assisting you, because they're saying you're on the right path and you will rise above it and you will master it. So hang in there, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I felt like most of the time, I feel, okay, multiple circumstances. I'm a very independent person, but in terms of circumstances that have been coming up, like during this period while I'm trying to pursue my career, have
yeah.
been pushing me to become more dependent on other people. And I feel like
yeah.
maybe it's due to personal growth that the angels want me to pursue during this time, but
yeah.
it's very
yeah.
frustrating.
I know. It is, and yet it's also a thing of seeing that karmically that you help them in other time frames, so it's coming back to you, and it's also opening to receive and to honor that and to bless everyone and everything. Continue to bless it in gratitude to yourself and gratitude to all of them. And or whoever that is, and everybody's dependent in some ways, one way or another in life, and so just honor that. But it's you also have helped a lot of people, and you're going to help a lot more, and that's how you should look at it. So see beyond that, okay?
Oh. Okay.
Just seeing beyond right now that. In the end, you're going to give back so much that it's just the path. And it's also, a lot of times, karmically, people have situations where they've helped others tremendously in other lifetimes with finances or health or whatever. And so it's coming back to you now. So that's what I'm getting with you. And so just receive it, honor it, and bless it all every day. Called Hawaii, it's called Ho'opono. You bless everything. You forgive everything. You bless, release everything. You bless everything, and you give gratitude. Forgiving, releasing, blessing, and gratitude. Okay?
Yeah, when you say releasing, you mean releasing negativity?
Yep.
Okay.
Forgiving it all, forgiving yourself, forgiving anybody that's negative towards you, releasing it all, blessing everything, and then giving gratitude for it all, and that lifts everything up. Those four things, those four elements do. But there's a lot more I can, you know, I don't have time to teach you everything right here, but I can help you with, but I know you have a financial thing. Anyway, it's a pleasure speaking to you, but stay in touch with us through the website, athenastar.com, because when I do teleconferences, you can join us, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Maribel. Okay, Karen is our next caller, and Karen, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm at a temp job right now, and it's a very nice job, but it doesn't pay, the salary is not very high, and I'm just wondering if you see another job coming along that pays a little bit more.
Mm-hmm, yep, beginning of the year. As soon as you said that, I was getting around the beginning of the new year, between January and March. And I see you smiling, and it's like, yes, steps up, and you're taking steps up like a stairway. So, yes, absolutely. It's almost like it's being prepared. So write out what your next step will be in your career path. That goes for everyone anyway. To write out, like in a statement, what's your next that you see yourself doing and the salary at what, you know, you can even give a range if you feel like you need to do a range of the salary. I am now, blah, 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 and write it out and carry it with you in your purse, put one under your pillow, put one on your mirror, whatever, just become one with it. But begin to talk to the linear brain that it's already happening and
okay. See
it already and know it. And there's a, you know, inner work is very important. And also, when we do a session with you, we could do some clearing, releasing some old karmic stuff in your Akashic records. We go into the soul records. We go into past lives and energetically clear the point of some obstacles that are happening. I mean, some obstacles that are there in the cellular memory that hold us back from being, as I say, being all you can be and really opening up for the next level. But it is coming. I'm just seeing it coming January and March, and you're in the right direction. There's more fine-tuning that we could help you with if you get in touch. But otherwise, God bless, and very good, and a happy new year to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sounds good. I'll work on it. Thank you so much. Hope to keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right, our next caller is Mike, and Mike, you're live.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, sure. And where are you calling from, Mike?
California.
Okay. Great, I went to California.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Are you northern or southern?
Kind of... Southern, but north, like Ventura,
okay.
Santa Barbara area.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Yes. Good for you. Wonderful. And what can we help you with tonight, Mike?
Yes. I went on an interview today for a sales position in Santa Barbara, and I just kind of wanted to get some insight on how you feel that went.
Okay. Good timing for the harvest energy here coming in. That was great. I feel that you're very experienced with interviews, and you know how to give it your best, and you practiced for it. And you feel very good, don't you? That you did well, don't you?
Yes, yes. I had the interviewer laughing and different things like that, and was answering questions before they were asked, and. Yes, I thought it went well.
Yes, they thought he is well prepared. They enjoyed it. They were impressed. The word impressed is coming. They had some others, blah blah blah. But you're in the top pick, is what I'm getting. Is there more than one position, or is it just one?
Oh no, it's multiple positions. I mean, it's the same job, but like with any sales thing, you know, they bring in a class of, you know, 4 to 8 people type of thing, and you know, kind of go that direction.
Yeah, so you're in the top pick, and I do get that you. So I'm getting the word selected. So I guess that's what they're trying. The Legions of Light that I work with, Saint Germain and Mary and all them guys, they usually won't give direct answers like that. They'll just kind of because there's always variables, but I'm getting the word selected. So I do believe that you aced it, and you're in there in the top pick. So, because I was getting there's more than one possibility there, potential there. So that makes sense. And it is it's good because it's going to lead to other things as well. It's progressive, and it's good, and it's your next level. And you also have a lot of things you do, don't you? I feel like you have a lot of hobbies and things that you're involved with, and they like people like that where you went. They really admire that you're a go-getter and they knew it was sincere. It's not just, you know, BS. Mr. BS walks in and pretends he's, you know, top of the world kind of thing. They knew that. They knew it was authentic and integrity. So you did very well, and a lot opening up for you. So happy harvest to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'm sure the financial end of this position will be good as well.
Yes, it will. I feel like it's progressive as it goes along. It'll get better and better, yes, as well. There's some training involved, though, too, right? Training?
Yes, yeah. There'll be like a couple weeks of like classroom type of stuff, and then there's still training, you know, like once you get and start making calls and different things like that.
Yep. The potential is very good, very strong. So just follow it through, and it'll be, it's progressive is the word that's coming through. But it's not the end of the world for you. There's more, but this is a very good platform for you. And you can call me, and we'll go over more details with you. And you have my number. It's 808-258-1063. That's because I lived in Hawaii for 20 years. That's why I still have that cell phone. But I'm in Florida at this time. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good night, Mike.
Life. God bless you.
Thank
now.
You.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Okay. Take care. Okay, moving on to area codes. I'm going to area code 860, and you're live. What's your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm wondering what Spirit can tell me about how to progress better in my life, what I'm missing.
What you're missing? You're not missing anything. You're not missing anything, my dear. You just think you're missing it. You're full and complete and a beautiful being of light. You just forgot that for a while. You're angelic.
Okay,
angelic being. And are you studying spiritual healing or anything like that?
Yeah, Reiki, and I'm learning end-of-life doula right now.
Okay, very good. That's good, because they want you to be studying more. It's like a variety of spiritual healing and opening up to your gifts, and you're doing excellent. And remember, it's one step at a time, even though sometimes it seems slow. You also might want to look into what's called quantum healing or quantum touch. There's different venues for that, and it doesn't have to be expensive, so just research that as well, okay?
Okay.
quantum touch, quantum healing. Your angels want you to be more in touch with them. I could help you with that. Even if we did, you know, one session a month or something, I can help you to open up more to them. They're wanting to communicate with you more, and we can clear some of that energetically through your Akashic records, your soul records, and, you know, clear and raise your frequencies and that. So you can, it just happens through the energy work. I can't explain it in detail, but they want you, they're reaching out to you, and they're saying they want to help clear the way so you can communicate more with them, and then therefore open to more healing gifts. Raphael is also one of your strong angels that work with you. Let's see, Mary, Mother Mary also very strongly coming in. And some of the other angels. And Egypt, you have strong connection with ancient Egypt and the Hathors, the Hathor healers. Do you know about them? Hathors?
I've heard of them, but I don't know about them.
Okay.
I've heard the word Hathor.
Want to research on them, and then when we do the session, we'll link in with them with you, okay?
Okay.
The Hathor master healers. They're ancient Egyptian healers, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
So, yeah, there's a lot opening up for you, my dear, a lot more. And I would say within a... By next spring or some, a lot opening up and focus on your path and in your life as well, because it all connects together. So, they want you to walk more outside too. They want you more grounding, more out in nature. Okay.
Okay, we'll do.
Because you're not doing that, nobody does that enough, but it's very important. Walks in nature for you, because that's when you receive your clarity and connectedness and earth and nature, and it's speaking to you, and they want you to hear that. So a lot happening for you right now, opening up. So, and we can work with you on your budget, however it works for you. You just give me a call. You have the number and everything, right?
Yes, I wrote you all down.
Okay. So don't,
thank
not
you so
to worry. Everything's unfolding beautifully. And I would say within the next 6 to 8 months, you'll be like soaring in terms of your work and connections and things. So you're on track, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jerry. And a hello to Margaret, even though I haven't heard from her tonight.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
All right. Thank you for being there. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Thank you. Okay, area code 805, I'm coming to you. What's your first name, please?
Oh, thanks, Dave. This is Donna. Hi, Athena.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there. Hi. I'm calling from California. My question, Athena, is about my love life. I did get a little job, so I'm happy with that, but now I'd like to get my, you know, I'd like to meet someone, you know, someone that would possibly go into a marriage. You know, I'd like a commitment later. So I wanted to know what you're picking up on my love life, please.
Okay. There's no one right now that you're close,
no.
That you're thinking of. Okay.
No.
Yeah. That's all right. It's a good place to be. And, yeah, it's about time for you now. It's been while you've been working on other things and working on yourself, and so you're coming into that. Part of that is, also, the confident, again, it's a deeper esteem thing, energetics, that the worthiness thing is coming up for you. So I have a sense that you have some soul records that are about unworthiness, not deserving. Have you been working on that?
Yeah, I had a father that was pretty emotionally abusing, you know, and I think that had a lot to do with it, always putting me down, and yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've worked with that. Yeah, I've spent about 6 years by myself, and I've done a lot of healing, and I meditate every day for 40 minutes, and I walk on the beach when I can every day, and yeah, I stay connected to my family.
Wonderful. Yeah, and so you've done a lot of that work, that homework, so to speak, clearing. Sometimes
yeah.
It's a little, there's still some doubt that about men, though, issues with men. It goes a little deeper into some past ancient stuff that I'm just getting a flash, some ancient stuff that you, bindings that you've held on to in terms of trusting men. But that it's okay. We can just do deeper level healing, transmuting work. But long story short, there is someone coming around the corner. I see around the corner. They're showing me like around the corner energetically. That you've been, that is looking for you also. He's looking for you. You're looking for him. You haven't connected yet. I'm getting within about 6 months. About 6 months. When they say that, it's because there's all variables. You could meet him next month. You could meet him in December. You could, you know. So if they're saying within approximately 6 months, the potential is there. When you do meet him, you want to have those deeper level things really cleared out, so that because that person, he's been working on himself too. He's on his path, and he's been envisioning and opening, and you've known each other. I just get strong soul connection, ancient lifetimes, about 3 or 4 different ones, and very connected. So the angels are bringing that, the two of you together, and it will happen. Just when it does, you, you'll feel it, you'll know it. He may not fully at first consciously, but you'll know it first. But just step by step, and don't let your deeper fears sabotage you. So that would be the reason to do a little more deeper work, which I could help you with few times, but bottom, that's, they're being detailed here. I like that when your guides are very detailed. But they have been doing very well, and you're on the right track with it. You've got your list, you're visioning all of that, and you're knowing this. Bring it into your heart. Bring him into your heart center, and already know that you're with that person. Do things in your home that represent with my partner now, and make room in your closet, and, you know, that, just envision the two of you already together, playing together, working together, whatever, traveling together, and bring it in and know it already. That's part of the process as well. So, but I see him meditating and envisioning for you. So it's cute. It's like you're going to almost bum into each other. You're going to bum into each other. It's kind of like a social thing where you just kind of bump into each other. Literally, you just connect, and when that happens, you'll almost like get a giggle out of it, because you'll say, "Oh my gosh, if I didn't know better, I would." You know, and it's symbolic, because both of you are attracting each other. You're energetically bringing this together, because it's time, and you're going to do beautiful work together. But also, I get travel, and there's something you're going to do together, like a project, a foundation, or something like that as well. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. And how do I get a hold of you again, Athena?
Well, it's 808-258.
Yes.
1063. 808-258-1063. That's a better way. But athenastar.com is a website, but don't, it's just better to call me directly after you've reviewed the site. It's because it's been processed
right.
Revision.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd be interested in that special you have. Okay, thank you very much, Athena. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, Donna.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Okay, we have two more. Can you handle two more, Athena, or just one?
Sure. No, it's fine. I'm energized by all the angels beaming in with everyone tonight, David, and you included.
Okay, well, we're going to Eric 916. What's your name, please?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Ray. How are you doing today?
Hey, Ray. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just in the middle of my commute from work, actually. So my question is what you see in my next endeavor with my job. I've been job hunting. I work now. I had a phone interview at another agency, and I'm just trying to figure out what's what you see my energy taking me and what direction.
Okay. What state are you in?
California.
Yay, California. We love California, right, David? Oh, he's
right
there. I muted it. Okay, I like talking to people from California because we're on all the way on the East Coast. Okay, so just clarify for me what you just said. I don't understand what you just said.
So I want to make sure in the industry that I'm in, I'm trying, I don't like where I'm at, but I'm learning a lot because I'm fresh out of college, and I'm trying to figure out what is the best route to take next in my career. I just did a phone interview today at another agency, and I'm trying to figure out what my energy, what you see, is the best for my career.
Okay.
And where to go.
And what career are you in, please?
I'm in PR.
Go ahead.
I'm in public relations.
Okay, great.
With also broadcasting, so it's kind of like I kind of want to do broadcasting as well, but I'm in PR, and it's like I'm just trying to figure out what's next.
Okay. Yeah, because you have a great speaking voice for radio. I was going to say, hey, you should go into radio. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on here. Let's see here. The interview he just had, let's just see what that is. Yeah, the interview you just had, they were impressed with you, too. They are in, I feel like there's interest. They're interested in you. You're very ambitious, number one, very brilliant, very high-minded. And to be on this call right now, definitely on the right track because you're also spiritually minded and you're also focused on your path, your spiritual path. Which, when you're younger like that, it's wonderful. It's like there's, no substitute because it can only enhance your whole life. So they feel that, and they energetically, it's like there's the sky's the limit. You're like a star being, starburst beaming around, and they're like, oh, this is good. It's almost like right now, they're showing me the world is in your hands. It's like you could go many directions and yet you want to have a focus, of course, and grounding. That's that's very important. You don't want to jump around too much because you're early in your career. You want to get a grounding with where you are each time because otherwise it will look like, oh, he jumps around. He jumps around. You know, does he ever set? So you want to have – how long have you been in the place you're in right now, Ray?
You know, it's interesting you say that. So I've been at the place where I'm at for 8 months. But also the culture is toxic. I'm almost underpaid by $15,000. It's like I feel like I can learn more. And I had friends go to another PR agency, and it's like a world of difference. We're very behind the times. And it's like a part of me, it's like I think I'm like my career, it's being stagnated because of where I'm at. And it's like I'm not really happy where I'm at. I want to go somewhere where I can just spring forward and be there for 3, 4, 5 years and become better.
Yep, exactly. So you're right. That place is just a jumping off board, like a jumping off into it, like a pool. You know, it's like a jumping board. And you have 8 months is good because you're almost a year. That's good because they look at that like, okay, he's blah, blah, blah. The danger of jumping around too much is that people don't like to see that. So the next step is something that is very solid, and you are going to be there for a few years. So this interview you just had with an agency, that is good. They're very impressed. There's a strong potential, but I'm getting that for sure between now and the end of the year, you will be in a new position, and it will be long-lasting because you're in that period of time is what I'm getting. I mean, you're in a good energetic window. I was going to say loophole. You're in a good window of opportunity. So the interview is good. If you don't get that one, there's another one right around the corner. But now is the time to do it. Plus, I think Mercury goes retrograde at the end of this year again. When Mercury goes retrograde, do you know about that?
So me?
Mercury, the planet Mercury. Look it up. Google it sometime. Mercury retrograde. And you want to get, because when it goes retrograde for 3 weeks, it usually lasts a month. It does that every 3 months. You don't want to be looking for that position or be in a new or entering a new thing when Mercury's retrograde, because that will affect your, it will be problems with it. So right now is window opportunity for you, not just to do with Mercury, but it's like clear sailing. So what your guides are saying, they're encouraging you to really put the feelers out there for other, leave no stone unturned. There's, I feel there's some other connections that you need to follow through with that you haven't. So there's, you're like, right now is the window. Between now and December is the window for you really, really lasering that position that is, I see you connecting with. I'm not 100% that this one, this interview that you just had is the one. So your guides are encouraging you to leave no stone unturned. Does that help you understand?
It does, and I'm kind of curious because in the beginning you said that I had a voice for radio, and maybe we can end this phone call on this. Do you see my energy keeping me in PR or suggesting that I go into radio? Because radio is actually my passion, broadcasting it. Hello?
Yes. Well, they're saying yes, go for the radio, but there's also some good things with radio, and then there's also the wrong connections. It's a timing thing with radio. You don't want just any radio connect. You want a really good potential. They're saying yes, you should go for that too. When they're saying leave no stone unturned, go and make sure your resume also, you know, shows your all of your gifts in that area well, like any experience or any training, whatever, because it's like you need to beef up your resume or something as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. You said the number earlier. Oh, no, I was just going to say, the number that you gave out earlier, it's 808. Can you give that again, please? 808.
Yeah, 258.
Uh-huh.
And then 1063. So 808-258-1063. And if you don't remember that, it's just athenastar1r.com, and the number's on there also, okay?
When is the best time to call you?
Well, afternoon, East Coast time, early evening or afternoon, early evenings or afternoons, if that works for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank
anyway,
you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Has pricing and stuff on there?
What?
It has pricing and stuff, like how much it costs for a reading and whatnot on there?
Yes, but I'm offering a special right now of $88 for 45 minutes as a special for until the middle of October. So,
okay.
Okay,
thank
you might want to
so
take advantage. 88?
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But it is a lot happening, but you haven't got things polished in your resume or whatever. You need to do some fine-tuning with things, and then you will get what you're targeting. Okay, with the radio.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And
PR.
Yeah,
that makes sense. It does make
okay.
It makes a lot of sense. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, our last caller is from area code 480. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Shruti. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So
Yes. Are you in Arizona?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Yes. Go ahead.
My question is also regarding career. I'm looking for a new job. And I do have a second interview coming up on Wednesday. Any insight regarding that or anything else coming up?
What type of position is it, please, on Wednesday?
It is regarding helping organizations improve their processes.
Mm-hmm.
And improve their strategic plans and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they like that you're methodical, that you're thorough, that you're calm, and that you're thorough as well. They like that. So you have a very good, very strong possibility of that. I get over 80%. It's very strong. When you go, though, you need to up your level of confidence and self-esteem also. I'm saying you have it, but it needs to be raised even more to when you walk in there, they know that you are absolutely the best fit for that job without a thing of there's no arrogant thing or there's no BSing or whatever. It's just real integrity, but confidence that you are the best fit for that job when you walk in, when as they connect with you and all of that in every way, so that energetically it connects together. Because I feel like there's some other person or whatever that there's always a other, you know, potential that they're looking at. So, but you have a very strong, but it's the self-esteem. There's some things. Maybe I can assist you with it before, if you can get in touch with me before Wednesday, we can work on some of that inwardly, energetically. There's some doubts that you have, and it has to do with, we all have stuff in the past where we've, you know, had felt we let ourselves down or others down or whatever, and some of that is there, and it could affect that interview on Wednesday. Otherwise, you'll go in, and it's like you just, when you walk in and when you walk out, you will know that you've aced it, that you just matched it energetically, completely in frequency and everything. And then they're saying that, yes, very high potential for you. But you're also, it's a good time for you to be looking because you just know it. And you already have envisioned what you're wanting, and I feel that, and you have a list, and you're already... You did your homework very well. Very well, yeah. They're saying. Your angel is saying you did your homework. It's just there's still a little bit of self-esteem issues there, and they will sense it. So you want them to know they'll get it. Like you are the absolute best fit, and you'll put it over the top. It's like some of the things you'll say will just put it right over the top, and they'll know. We're going to she's the one we want. We're going to, you know, not go with the other one or whatever. There's one other one that's considering equal to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because my concern was mainly that the salary is lower than what I was making previously. And during the panel interview, that was something that they had asked for me of what my previous salary was. And I did say I had not disclosed it in the application because I did not want to be ruled out. And also the position, even though it's the work is not finance, the department is finance, which is different from my background. So those were the things I think you might have been picking up on. But I had a little bit of a question mark. And I'm going to be interviewing with the CFO of the organization. So,
but the salary will go up. It'll be raised. It's just starting is blah, blah, blah. But it will be raised. And there's more potential there, too. There's more potential that you don't know about yet that's going to come to you.
Oh,
as well.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Do you see if this works out? When will I be starting working?
Um, Feels like, you know, by the end of October.
Okay. Okay.
Or
that's good to know.
Feels like end of October, early November. That's what
okay.
it feels energetically feels like. It's like, you know, quite soon. Mhm.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yes. God bless you now.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care, Shruti.
Thank you, Ray, as always. Take care. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, Athena, that was a great show. Thank you so much.
Yes, our pleasure. It was wonderful fun. And they had some wonderful career questions tonight. It was great. And blessings
yes.
to you, too, a million times, a million times. Blessings to you as well. And all.
Back at
you must be getting ready to, it's all, can you believe it? We're almost at the end of the year. Christmas cookies. I remember you specialize in Christmas cookies.
I have been thinking about not making them this year, but I'll give myself permission either way.
Not as many
it's
anyway.
A real
just make them for
of
yourself.
Love. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
listen,
wonderful.
Honey, you take good care.
We will, and you too, and we'll talk to you soon, and good night, everyone, and God bless. And remember, athenastar.com or 808-258-1063. We have that special until middle of October, the 88 for 45 minutes, and we do a lot energetically and everything as well. God bless, everyone.
Okay, so once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.